Oh Penny Wong, what have you done? Australia would have voted in favour of international law at the UN this week, not to mention in favour of basic human rights, common decency, logic, truth, common sense, and of course even in line with Australia's stated foreign policy. But no, Penny Wong, no, Penny Wong. We ignored all this to abstain from a yes vote in favour of recognising Palestine and stopping the absolute apocalyptic disaster unfolding in the Middle East. We ignored all those countries, 124 of them, which voted yes, and we voted with the abstainers and a few Pacific islands that have been bought off. Of course, the US and Israel. How bad, how jumbled is Australian foreign policy? You've got to hand it to the Yanks. They've scammed us good and proper with their 300. Here, give us $370 billion. We'll make you some subs. No promise. We don't have to deliver them. Don't put that in the contract. And we'll use you as a base for our war with China so we can keep our global hegemony going, keep the arms trade happening, shore up the currency just in case the BRICS start trading in another currency. We'll make you Australians our base, our 51st state in our war with your biggest trading partner. How's that for a deal? It came out this week in that the Australian Submarine Agency, which is responsible for delivering the AUKUS nuclear submarines if they ever arrive, has 700 employees, 700 staff, and guess what? 12 of these are one-star plus admirals. Zero submarines, 700 staff, 12 admirals. Makes sense, doesn't it? It's the bathtub Navy. What do, these people? They just spend money on silly ideas. That's Australian foreign policy for you. Shirt front your biggest trading partner and back your genocide AUKUS partners trying to kick off World War III in the Middle East. Jobs and growth, it is, the Australian Submarine Agency. Now, there's bipartisan support for this scam across the aisle for this AUKUS scam and, of course, for the genocide, because Penny Wong is far too left-wing and progressive for the Israel lobby and for the coalition that are just all the way with Benjamin Netanyahu. So Penny Wong says this week, in response, she was on radio, a bit mealy-mouthed, doing the tour. She was saying, in response to our abstain vote at the UN, that she was deeply concerned. Deeply, deeply concerned, as she has been for months now. Many months, since last year, in fact. Deep concern all the way. But if you have a look at it, what's actually happened here, this is how messed up it is, Australian foreign policy. The actual foreign policy, which Australia claims to, you know, to have, is the support for a two-state solution. Now, Israel has already, the Knesset voted against it, so they've already abandoned their two-state solution. And we can see by their actions what they're actually doing. Very much a one-state solution. And there's going to be no room for the Palestinians in that state either. Yet we still back the two-state solution, even though our friend Israel has abandoned it. And America, well, they're so wishy-washy and hopeless. They're just praying for Netanyahu to stop and the peace will somehow come. So they're pulling off a genocide. But wait for the steak knives. We also abstain from voting in favour of what? Of the determinations of the International Court of Justice, of international law, the UN. Well, it's not we exactly. It's Penny Wong, who is our person, who we voted in officially on our behalf, shying away from recognising international law and even Australian foreign policies because somebody's got to her. She's caved. Penny told ABC's radio this week, in her, let's call it her pathway to peace. Pathway to peace. It's a newie. It's like global rules-based order. We don't hear that much anymore because it's global rules-based mayhem, genocide and war crimes everywhere. We continue, she said. We continue to see civilians in Gaza lost. We obviously, she said, have seen civilians attacked in Israel. Just think about the semantics here. If you're a civilian in Gaza, you get lost, not burnt alive or thrown off a building or torched or died in an amputee thing and on your way to hospital, not raped in internment. You just get lost. But if you are an Israeli, oh, you are the victim. You get attacked. You get attacked. Now, it's fair to say that Patty Wong, if you asked her privately, would not support torture, would not support mass starvation or taking 9,000 Palestinian hostages without charge. She would not support organ harvesting, for sure. The mass murder of babies, men, women and children. She would not support the bombing of four, or is it six now, other countries by Israel. Fair to say that Penny Wong, in private, would not support genocide, but she's abstained in public on our behalf. And so she wriggled out of giving a real reason on radio. She told the ABC that they wanted to vote yes, but they had some problems with the wording of the declaration. They wanted it altered. It was the fault, in other words, of the other 200 countries who did not do what the little Pacific nation of Australia wanted them to do in the wording. Forget the international jurists, forget the experts, forget the UN wording, forget the 124 other countries. Australia was not happy with the wording, said Penny. And that's why we did not vote yes. It was all down to the wording. The wording is the victim. The wording is the problem. Blame shifting, this excuse making every day. And deep concern, deep, deep concern. She denied, of course, Australia sells weapons. You know, it's like denying that you had breakfast cereal in the morning because you actually had Cocoa Pops. Australia sells weapons parts, not weapons. Pine Gap, geolocation services and surveillance services, of course. The Americans and Israelis use those as well, but there's no admission of that. We finance Israel's bomb maker through our future fund, which is still ducking for cover, still pusillanimously hiding from questions from yours truly, who keeps saying, tell us what's going on with your investment in this genocide promoter, the biggest bomb maker in Israel, Elbit Systems. They're washing money, as we've done an investigation of Elbit's accounts, through Elbit Australia, and there's almost $1 billion in government contracts with Elbit, the parent company, in Israel. We are hand in glove. We are minor genocide partners. And we'll come home to roost because this is not turning out the way they had hoped it would. We're almost at the anniversary of October 7, and Israel has definitely lost global goodwill, apart from its patsies in government and media in the Western countries, like Penny Wong and her colleagues in government, and the even worse opposition, Liberal and National, patsies, genocide. There were other things, of course, deserved of mention this week. There's the old PwC, the global fraudsters, still refusing before the Senate to hand over documents, disobeying the law. The Senate could charge them with contempt. Why doesn't the Senate charge them with contempt? Apparently, PwC International is pulling the strings of Australia, which is a very profitable, now deemed to be rogue outpost of the PwC global empire. You wonder who pulls the strings ultimately, don't you? I mean, who insures them? Do they insure each other? Because if they insure each other and some captive insurer in the Caribbean, they are not the big four. They are actually the big one. Have a think about it. Are they the big four or the big one? Well, nobody knows because they don't disclose any of this stuff, you see. They don't have to. They're above the global rules-based order. It looks like AML, the money laundering stuff, which has been delayed for 17 years, the lawyers, accountants and property developers are still going to get their way because the Libs came out again and said, oh, we haven't had enough time in the Senate. The thing is up to be passed by September 30 with a beneficial ownership register, 17 years of dithering. And it looks as though the Libs are going to join hands with Labor, as they do, to knock this on the head to the detriment of all Australians because foreign money is pouring in to the property market here, secret foreign money forcing prices up. And it's to the benefit of lawyers and accountants and property people, but not to anybody else. We'll stay on that one, of course, because it's one of our favourites. And the other one, of course, is you can check out the excellent coverage by Stuart McCarthy on the website of the Defence and Veterans Affairs Suicide Royal Commission tragic, and how they tried to cover up a report this week, which was embarrassing because it was done by the Defence Inspector General, and it found exactly the opposite to what the recommendations of the Suicide Commission found this week, the opposite. The Royal Commission has done a good job, robust recommendations. Whether they are enacted, whether it's just another banking, Royal Commission, whatever, they are good recommendations. But this other report, the government was embarrassed by it and tried to bury it. You can see the story by Stuart and by Rex, who did something on it as well. It's terribly sad. But our coverage, we're very proud of this, better than any in the entire journalism media market this week. And of course, other things going on, the Zion, while the genocide's happening, of course, Australia's response is to have an anti-Semitism inquiry. Now, the good Jewish civil society groups that oppose genocide and want peace in the Middle East, their voices are drowned out because the mainstream media only runs with the crackpots, the extremists from the AJA and these type of people. They're having an inquiry, a big distraction into basically hurt feelings and graffiti. Because as you know, the complaints of anti-Semitism are up 10 gazillion, bazillion, gillion percent. You name it, it's exponential, it's infinity. It can no longer be measured in state, in space or time, anti-Semitism. Anybody or anything that does not accord with Benjamin Netanyahu is anti-Semitic. That is the way it has become. It is so extreme. Everybody is to blame, except the perpetrators themselves, for anti-Semitism. And so we're having an inquiry. I mean, it's going to be such a charade. There were submissions in this week. Anti-Semitism. Infinity. But the scab of the week must go to Penny Wong, our foreign minister, for an outstanding effort, in being both the victim of a scam, the Benjamin Netanyahu Israel self-defense scam, which all global media and Western elites are, and governments, almost all, they're turning now. Good on Spain and some of the others for doing the right thing. Penny, of course, is still a victim, and so she's perpetrating a scam too. How many Australians would really want to have such a lily-livered response made on their behalf to the United Nations, one that ignores international law? Congratulations, Penny Wong. Scam of the week. Come on down.